KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. It's the Hardy Awards, right here on the home of the 12-pounder, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, it is the home of the 12-pounder, and we've been told we've got to pick this thing up a little bit because we are running out of time here for this year's Hardys, as we always do. So, let's move on here into the category of working class hero. This is that person that appeals to the common man. That person, a guy who just shows up, does a great job, will do anything asked of him, and does have that appeal to the common man, right?
Never complains. Never a complaint.
What does working class mean?
What does working class mean?
Yeah.
Well, it means we got to pick this thing up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Moving. That's what that means.
So here are the nominees. Ray Stone.
Did not vote for him.
Who I believe won last year.
Hooray.
Josh Howard. Kevin Scott.
Well.
Donnie Nelson. And Cobra.
How the hell did you get nominated for that?
What do you think? I work hard up here, Holmes.
You going to take that?
No, I'm not. We'll get right over there in that ring here in a minute, and I'll whoop your ass.
I'll stick a midget on you.
Well, Grego, before you do that, announce the winner.
And the winner, the 12-pounder,
please.
Working class hero, please. Goes to... Evan Scott.
Oh, Evan Scott. Wow. Well, boy, I know you must be thrilled.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled with this. I'm even more thrilled to announce that Snake is there to accept the award for me. Go ahead, Corbin.
Snake. And accepting the award...
That's not very working class hero of
you. Through you, for me, back to you, will be Reiner in his favorite Cantonese language. Go ahead, Mike.
Ching Chang Ha So.
Psycho, put it on the freaking array.
Give us a moment.
Ching Chang Ha So.
Thank you, Mike.
Almighty.
Wow. So you're not there in the capsule and things just...
I know.
What the hell?
Thanks for voting for me, Dave. Teammates.
I voted for you.
I did too.
By the way, this was unanimous.
All right.
Fantastic.
God.
Thank you.
God, so he voted for himself.
No, right. I didn't.
Oh, how arrogant is that?
Next category, biggest man crush. Now, we all know what a man crush is, right? There's nothing sexual about it or homoerotic or anything of that nature. Just the guy that you would like to be, if you could. Here are the nominees. Roger Staubach, Charlie Waters, Cliff Harris, Frito.
Who the hell would want to be Frito? Frito doesn't even want to be Frito.
You're a nominee for biggest man crush, Frito.
Congratulations. Now, you have stated in the past, though, Mike, that your Charlie Waters fixation is a tad sexual.
No, I
You have admitted that
I don't
in the
believe,
past.
I don't believe I've stated
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have.
No, I don't believe I have. I'm not...
And you act like a little schoolgirl whenever he shows up in the studio.
Well,
kind of flipping your hair back a little bit.
Well, I'm intimidated by him, and I don't have enough hair to flip back.
Kind of swaying your shoulders back and forth when you talk to him.
No, not really.
You went to all 487 of
Grego,
your local book signings,
would you like to do the winner?
Too.
I would love to do the winner, Ron.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
biggest man crush, 12-pounder goes to... the greatest man in history, Roger Staubach.
Can't disagree with you there. Another repeat winner, I believe.
Wow. Well, Clint Longley is here tonight to accept the award for Roger. Unfortunately, he was unable to make it.
Unfortunately, Roger whooped his ass again.
And Clint Longley will now pass the award along to Groobs, and Groobs will be Roger Staubach's personal delivery boy. All right, on to the category, craziest use of hair color and or beard.
Interesting.
Very. Here are the nominees. Big Dick Hunter... Buck Showalter, Bill Parcells, Gordo, and the fake Kenny Stabler.
Ah, the guitar player in your band.
By the way, Ryan's band plays tonight. Check them out at the Barley House.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dick Hunter, Buck Showalter, Bill Parcells, Gordo, the fake Kenny Stabler. Grego?
The envelope, and the 12-pounder goes to... Joining you, Rhines, is a two-time winner today.
I'm not a two-time winner.
Big Dick Hunter.
Wow.
Big Dick Hunter. Wow.
That's some heady company you got there, Mike.
Boy, our first real two-time winner.
Not really.
Big Dick Hunter.
When everybody comes out to ticket stock tonight and sees him, you'll see exactly what we mean by crazy use of hair color.
Although I got to think that this was a very closely contested category.
But how could it not be with Bill Parcells and that Marilyn Monroe hairdo he threw down?
And Buck Showalter, who from day one has put something on his. And, of course, Gordo.
Yeah, look at Gordo. Very overhaired.
How did Grego avoid being a nominee?
I don't have enough hair to color.
When you came back from vacation and it was orange.
Well, that was nine years ago.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Yes. However, I don't think the statute of limitations has quite expired on that yet. All right, next up, cockiest.
It's dirty.
You need the explanation on that, Corby?
Nope.
All right, here are the nominees. Cobra.
Hello.
Junior Miller. Bob Sturm.
Hi, Craig.
TV Tim. And Mark Folliwell. Boy, those are five solid nominees there.
How the hell can you pick a winner out of that group? Well, we're going to have to. Somehow we're going to have to.
Well, a winner has been determined because it's not a tie.
It is not a tie. And the winner is... Bob Sturm.
Wow.
Whoa.
Bit of an upset.
I would say so.
I was looking forward to my first award.
Well, you weren't even in second place.
Damn, you barely
edged out Mark Folliwell.
Wow. That's upsetting.
Well, but Brian Giesenschlong is here to accept the award for Bob Sturm.
Either him or that empty suit Brady Tinker.
All right, next. Cockiest with no reason to be.
That means that you're cocky, but yet...
You have no reason.
You have
no
reason to be because you haven't...
What?
Sturm can back it up a little bit.
Because you haven't done anything. I mean, everybody else in cockiest, they've done a little something to be cocky, but if you're in this one, you've done absolutely nothing.
Thanks, Greg.
Here are the nominees. Dick Hicks. Cobra.
Thank you.
Sean Rabb.
Ooh,
Final Four.
Clint Sterner, and The Bone Morning Show.
Interesting.
Dick Hicks, Cobra, Sean Rabb, Clint Sterner, The Bone Morning Show. You know, you've been nominated for so many, Cobra.
Hadn't won.
I got to think your big moment is coming here.
Maybe it's this one.
Well, let's hear it.
Grego?
All right. 12-pounder. It goes to... Corby, I'm sorry to say you did not win. It goes to the Bone Morning Show.
Wow.
And here to accept it is their big, giant framed photograph of themselves. They hang up.
Well, congratulations to that Bone Morning Show. And may they display their 12-pounder proudly.
Oh, they will.
In their living room.
Yeah.
Right. All right, here is the next category. Biggest lack of institutional control. Or in other words, lack of scene control. Here are the nominees. Cobra.
Wow. Oh,
showing up once again. Maybe this will be it. Mike Turley. The University of Colorado. John Hart. The Musers. Or Tom Hicks when Scott Boras's number shows up on his caller ID. Cobra. Mike Turley. University of Colorado football, John Hart, the Gentle Musers, or Tom Hicks when Scott Boras's number shows up on his caller ID. Grego?
I do have that envelope. I have ripped it open. And the 12-pounder goes to, I believe he's a two-time winner too, Tom Hicks.
Tom Hicks when Scott Boras's number shows up on his caller ID. Any and all scene control he may have goes out the window.
What a magical night for Tom.
Boy, I'm telling
you. For Tom Hicks, Big Dick Hunter, and Mike Reiner, the 3 two-time winners.
And well, no, I'm actually not a two-time winner. I've ceded my awards to those who deserve it more.
Rhymes, why don't you give the last three that awards that we gave out before we started the show?
All right. There were some awards that were given out prior to the start of the proceedings here, and we have a few more of those. One for Best Lapse into Female Anatomy While Doing Minor League Play-by-Play. That award goes to Scooter Garner.
Ah.
Yeah, when he asked the question.
Very important question.
Do we have the labia cut?
Did I say labia?
But Anderson, last year missing the entire season, recovering from torn labrum surgery in that shoulder, that left shoulder. That's the throwing shoulder. Did I say labia?
Labrum. Did I say labia?
All right, another category that the award was given out prior to the start of things. The show host whose spine will likely show up on eBay. That award goes to Norm Hitzkin.
All right, Norman.
Norm picking up a Hardy.
Right. And in the category of superior performance by sports talk show in the categories of whining, jealousy, getting to go on undeserved field trips to California, and or issuing a lifetime pass to Bob Knight regarding any and all tough questions. That goes to Sturm and Drong.
Bad radio.
Right.
What was that category again? I need to write that down.
Superior performance by a sports talk show in the categories of whining, jealousy, getting to go on undeserved field trips to California, and or issuing a lifetime pass to Bob Knight regarding any and all tough questions.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big one. Congratulations.
Congratulations to them.
Bad radio picking up a Hardy.
So is that it? Are we
one out of more?
Oh, there's one more. Well, let's see. Where did that go?
The very last three. One.
Okay. Best fictional ailment used to mask bout with alcoholism. The nominees are Corby with fainting, Danny with various head colds, Kevin Scott's gout, and my Alzheimer's. And the award goes to Grego.
I'll be damned, we've got another tie.
Another tie?
We've got another tie, and Ron, stay down from that podium. You didn't win, but it goes to Corby. You won one.
Get your hands off of me.
And Danny,
creep.
You won one, too, with
should've
your various
that.
Head cold.
Should have won that unanimously.
Wow. Congratulations, Danny.
This has been such a great night.
Boy, it has. Boy, what a night. Congratulations to all of our winners. Congratulations to our multiple winners, especially a very fine performance from each
That's
and every
you.
One.
Multiple winner.
No, not really. All right, coming up next.
I believe Outkast is going to perform next.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Outkast next here on the ticket.